Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Lahu Zahur.
Ace Ventura.
You're a PLT.
Okay.
Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
Poor Little Thing.
It's actually PLT. Not, I already said Poor Little Thing.
PLT.
Try it again.
The podcast, nope. The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you were at a 2-hour birthday brunch for Jenny with a green piece of food in your front teeth and nobody told you, which was just this past weekend. Hey, I'm Amy Goodmurphy and beside me is Miss Langley, NASCAR cheer squad leader 1995, Ryan Leanne Steele.
Salutations.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I thought Lahu Zahur was cool, but then he said salutations.
Yeah.
Blew me out of the water.
Show me the money.
I don't like that.
That's
Jerry Maguire. I know. Also, tell me about Miss Langley, NASCAR cheer squad leader 1995. That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. Miss NASCAR.
It's Miss Langley, NASCAR cheer squad leader 1995.
Yes. I was the first male ever to win that title.
Yeah.
People in Langley hated me. Right. I remember they would throw eggs and oranges at my house every day.
You were always getting oranges thrown at you.
Yes, always. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably the same guy. And I remember once, my mom was shopping at Zeller's and this woman went up to her and she went, "Your son's fucking gross."
Oh my God.
So mean. And my mom punched her.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I held the title for, I want to say, 3 years.
And I'm sorry, what was the title called again?
Miss Langley, NASCAR Cheer Squad, 1995. Something like that, right?
That was close. It was cheer squad leader.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's what you forgot.
Yeah, so I had about, like, I want to say 48 girls under my wing.
Okay.
It was 1995, so we did, like, you know, Return of the Mac, lots of songs from the Fugees album.
Oh.
Ready or Not, Here I Come, You Can't Hide. And I'm like, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm like, come on, Chelsea, cricket. That's two-step. The kickball change. Cricket.
There was a girl named Cricket?
Oh, yeah. Cricket Kennedy.
Cricket Kennedy?
Yeah. She was actually, she'd already graduated, but she was still in the dance squad, and she loved NASCAR. She actually passed away, though.
Okay. No. Why?
Hey.
What?
You open up this box, okay?
Okay. What was NASCAR doing in Langley?
What?
NASCAR.
Oh, well, it's Langley. We're trash out there. We love our NASCAR. No offense if you like NASCAR. It doesn't mean you're trash, but. A little bit.
It means you're a little bit trash.
A little bit trash. So you had lettuce in your teeth? Was it spinach?
I don't even know what it was.
No.
I had some sort of meal, some sort of brunch. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you should carry floss with you all the time.
I really should. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Floss? Floss is out there? I have a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
The Glide one, I saw a TikTok, Jenny sent it to me, because I use the Glide that has like the wax on it. Mm-hmm. That's like nice. I don't know, I can't Crest Glide or some shit. You know the one.
I know the one.
I think you have it.
I probably do.
From Costco.
Costco, I have many, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So I like that, but Jenny was using it too. Mm. It's not hers.
It's not hers.
It's mine.
You should put your name on it.
Well, she doesn't care. Mm. She goes and grabs as she pleases.
That's not cool.
But I am the one that has the new gap between my teeth. I told you mm-hmm. from the Invisalign. Mm-hmm. And now I'm constantly flossing. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I also have a weird thing with texture on my teeth. And if it's like a clothy, like no wax floss, also makes me cringe now. Like,
really?
Why do they even do that?
Yeah.
Can you just put like a string in your tooth?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I can't do it.
I don't know.
Ooh, it makes like my fingernails feel weird.
I'm like the floss dealer at my work. People know I always have floss. Yeah. And I have people, hey, can I borrow some floss?
Mm-hmm.
They should bring their own too. I should charge $1 a strand.
Or at least you should say, give that back to me. I'm going to need that back. I can lend you some.
Yeah, yeah. You can use some floss that I've already used.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. When I floss, I'll put it in a little cup. And then if people want to reuse my floss, no, that's disgusting.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. So I bought this jumbo one because it was on sale. Yeah. And it claimed to be wax because Jenny sent me a TikTok that talked about that Crest Glide or whatever the hell it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Crest. You know what I'm talking about.
What you're talking about.
The little green thing. It's mm-hmm. the best one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently, because it's so good, it's too good to be true.
Oh.
And it's got some sort of chemicals or something that's like really not good for your teeth, actually. Mm. So I was like, okay, listen, hey, loud and clear, Jenny, I do listen when you send me things.
Yeah.
And I do watch the videos you send me, even though I don't always.
I know.
Because there's so much.
It's so much. I have to, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't do it.
Yeah. I can't always do it. Mm-hmm. But she gets real mad. She's like, you don't listen to me. And I'm like, I have ADHD. I can't help you. I can't even help myself.
No, it's not your fault.
It's not my... It's a chemical thing.
Chemical imbalance or something, right?
Everybody is...
different.
Thank you. So anyways, I bought this jumbo one because it said it was, you know, a freaking thing. It said it was the same thing.
It said it was a what?
It said it was a freaking thing. Freaking. Oh, freak. And so I bought it because it was on sale. Anyways, it ain't like the Glide. Mm. It feels awful. It breaks down right away. So then it becomes stringier and thinner. And like, it's awful. Anyways, I said, listen, I bought this because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to use this now.
Yeah.
That's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use the Glide
mm-hmm.
because that's all I got, honey.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, fine. I will use that.
Yeah.
So I said, stop using mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what ran out recently? The Glide. I wasn't using it as much to make it run out this fast. So I knocked on her little door in the office. I said, hey, can I talk to you for a sec?
Of course.
Because, you know, at our house, she works from home mostly, mm-hmm. unless she's on set, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I will knock on her door and we act like an office. I say, hey, do you have a minute?
Yeah.
I say, hey, do you have a minute? And she goes, yeah, can you turn off your reality shows? They're really loud. And I say, hey, I guess so for our meeting we're going to have.
Yeah.
I pause them.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, riddle me this because my floss is gone. And you said that you weren't going to be using it. And she said, I don't have time for this. I'm working. And so I closed the door and I was pissed.
Yeah.
I put on Below Deck,
mm-hmm.
watched it.
I can turn the volume all the way
up. Oh, yeah. No, no. You know we have to be quiet when she's in her meetings.
But you don't have to be if she's a bitch. Come on, get her. She used all your fucking floss.
Hey, you want to get knocked out on this podcast?
Not really.
Then chill out because I'm on steroids.
Sorry. I thought you were. Your traps are looking fucking huge.
When I came into Ryan's place this morning, he said, you on your cycle? You doing a cycle of steroids? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No.
But wouldn't it be fun if I did?
Yeah.
What if I just did and one day, what if I just started taking them secretly for fun? Like just to see my body transform?
Mm-hmm.
And then like also listeners and viewers would watch our videos over time and all of a sudden it'd be getting huge, but we don't talk about it.
Of course. No,
and I'd be getting really pissed. Fuck you, Ryan.
Roll the fucking PLT if you're even fucking listening.
Anyways.
I have to tell you something.
What?
I was at the gym the other day, and right beside it is a Tim Hortons. I was actually walking to your house, so left the gym. I walked by Tim Hortons, and I looked in. You know, I'm just looking in, people watching. It's always quite busy at that location. And there was a man sitting at a table, clipping his fingernails at a table at the window.
No.
I wanted to video it on my phone because he was like facing the other way so he wouldn't see me if I was coming from behind him. But then I thought that was a little bit rude. I'll just save it for the pod.
Right. Good for you.
But what person brings nail clippers to Tim Hortons and then start clipping? Dee, can I have a little nail clipping sound, please? Yes. Ugh, disgusting.
Why did you ask her to do that?
she just downloaded that yesterday. And she was really excited to use it.
Dee, turn it off. I don't want to hear it again, Dee. Turn it off.
Thanks, Dee. But he was clipping his fingernails and I just walked on, obviously. And sometimes I think if people see my face in public, because I think I was like astonished. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
What do you think I would do?
You probably walk up and you go knock on the window and be like, hi. see all those people around you in the restaurant and all these people outside walking by you. They don't want to see you fucking cutting your fucking fingernails in fucking Tim Hortons.
Mm-mm, thank you so much. And then he'd be like,
get out of here, bitch.
Punch me, yeah, bye, dyke.
No, but you're on steroids, so you just fucking reach through and pull him out and throw him onto the road.
If I was on steroids, I'd punch through the glass and then I'd grab him and pull him out and I'd sprinkle all of the clippings on his face.
Okay, ew.
Disgusting.
Like if I was at the table behind him or beside him and all I heard was D, can we hear it one more time? If I heard that.
I know what the sound is. Okay. And everybody else does too, okay?
Okay, thanks, D. If I heard that, I'd be like, that's fucking disgusting. I'm going to call the cops. Get the fuck out of here.
Brian, what would you really say if he was like, you good?
I'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. I just thought I recognized you.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I.
I don't understand that. And yeah. Don't do that. If you're listening and you do that, and mm-hmm. listen, you just consider this a PSA, okay? Yeah. Clip your nails in private. Mm-hmm. If you have a hangnail or you carry one with you, go to the bathroom. Yeah. Do it over the toilet. Mm-hmm. Do it in private. Mm-hmm. Your nails are very dirty.
Yeah.
It is on your body. Mm-hmm. What do they say underneath your nails is like the same as like licking a toilet bowl or something?
Oh, really?
Or is it as dirty? Because if you think about it, they're little divots mm-hmm. underneath your fingers that hold bacteria.
Yeah.
So yes, that's why you wash your hands and you dig and you cut and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it on a counter. At a restaurant.
Exactly.
I want to switch gears for a second. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever heard of the store Uniqlo?
I have.
We have one or two here.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome store in my opinion.
Yeah, it's great.
I love what they have. I bought a pair of, I'm wearing their pants right now.
Yeah.
Well, get fucking this.
What's up?
So we're there having a shop, showing each other our finds, and I find a few things. I get some nice
you
socks.
You and your boyfriend?
Me and my little boyfriend, yeah, yes. Yeah. LBJ, little boy Jenny.
Of course.
So I take my finds, my treats, and my treasures, mm-hmm. and I get in the line to buy them.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking around for a cash register. There ain't one.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, oh, interesting. Self-checkout at a clothing store.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, no. Wait for this. So I get to the front of the line, and I see their self-checkout things, and there's a person working there, and they point me over to one that's ready. And I have my stuff in a basket, and I put my basket down, and all of a sudden, I put my basket down at the side of the thing. You know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm not joking. The screen calculates and finds all of the scan tags and populated everything that was in my basket and then asked me to pay.
What?
I did not scan a thing. I did not wait more. I'm telling you, more than 5 seconds. Between the time of me putting my basket down mm-hmm. and then moving my arms to my side to look at the screen,
yeah.
it was had already populated what was in my basket. And I was like, you know me, I'm fucking insane. I was like, I literally went, what? What? I'm like, huh? And I'm talking to myself and I'm looking at my basket and I'm looking at the screen and I'm like, no, this is the person before me's order.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they had. No, everything in there. Every single piece, there were socks, there was a shirt, there was pants. It had every single thing. I turned to Jenny, who was behind me at her own kiosk. She knew about this. So she,
of course,
she, wasn't
she knows everything.
I didn't even know this existed.
I did not as well.
Okay, yeah. I might as well have been 99 years old, mm-hmm. okay? I turned to her, I was like, Jenny, it populates your basket. And she's like, I know, crazy. I'm like, no, not just crazy. This is insane.
Yeah.
So then I turned to her and was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And she starts laughing. I'm like, no, what is this? This is the devil.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it does this. I'm like, this just populated. I'm like, and then I had to calm myself and apologize. I was like, sorry,
yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it's pretty great, right? I'm like, no, it's not just great.
Mm-hmm.
This is scary. Did you know it existed?
I did not know it existed.
It just, pay, dude. And off I went.
The future's here, honey.
The future is now.
The girl went home that night and her mom or, you know, partner was like, hey, honey, how was work today, Uniqlo? Oh, it was great. There was this really funny middle-aged woman that came in mm-hmm. in the afternoon and she about had a conniption when she was buying her clothes. She couldn't believe.
She was very masculine. She had, her hair was very greasy,
mm-hmm.
very tall,
yeah.
very huge, sort of larger woman.
Yeah.
Largest in the store.
Like, must be on steroids. Like huge, huge.
Yeah, arms. Huge yeah. on steroids. And I was. Yeah. I was on my first cycle then. And it already started because I'm so big already.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Uniqlo is an interesting store for me because I think it caters mostly to smaller. If you're a smaller person,
mm-hmm.
you'll find it's a jackpot, honey.
And Jenny's in heaven.
But if you're a big gal like myself, mm-hmm. you got to find the right stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so I saw the man clipping his fingernails.
Yeah.
And
you went back to that.
Well, this is kind of, I'm trying to segue. It's not gross, but it's awkward. I was on one of my 500 dates that I've been doing lately. And I said to my little date, I can't remember his name. I was like, I have to go to the washroom. So I go pee, and there's like only two urinals in this washroom, and there's a little bit of a divider, but it's not very tall, so you can still kind of see. So I go in, no one's in there, perfect. Zip, start peeing my pee, and then a man walks in. He pees right beside me, which is quite normal, but I don't look at him because that's awkward. But you can, you know, you have the little, you know, your peripheral vision or whatever. I see him look at me and look down at my penis. He like leans his head over, clocks my dick, takes a good look at it, and then just goes back to peeing. And I wanted to say something. I wanted to be like, you want to take a picture to last longer?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's not cool.
I feel a little violated.
Also, when did we decide that men just openly pee with their penises out beside each other?
For years and years and years. At least they don't have the troughs anymore. You know how much I hate a trough.
Well, and it's like, I don't want to have you in my peripheral vision. I don't want to hear your stream, see your splatting everywhere.
Oh, I can splash on you too.
No.
Yes, if you're in a trough. And it might like splash on someone else.
Other people's urine splashes on you.
It's disgusting.
For real.
Yeah.
You're telling me this.
It can. I mean, if you're in a trough, I'm sure. Yeah.
Have you ever had it?
Probably.
What have you done if someone's urine splashed on you?
I like just moved to the side and I pissed all over his leg.
Brian, I'm serious. No one talks about this.
It's been so long. I mean, when I went to Ireland, I remember last year there was a trough that I peed in, but it was like kind of, I hadn't peed in a trough in like 20 years. It was nostalgic. And yeah, I don't think anyone splashed on me that time. But back in the day, like China Beach, my bar in Langley that I went to every Monday night for bucket beer for 3 fucking years.
I get it.
There were troughs there, so I probably got pissed on there a little bit.
I don't want to be pissed. People don't want to be pissed on unless they say. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm fine. You know, I'm very curious about men's, you know, penises, balls.
I should have taken a look at his. I should have just like leaned over him and like tit for tat, buddy.
Well, sure. Or you could have said, can you not please?
Can you not look at my dick?
Or like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Ugh. But also, what an awkward situation.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily it was you. You're a pretty easygoing guy, I feel like. Even though you tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
But someone else could have felt very violated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not here to show you my penis. I'm here to pee.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
No, I think when I got back to my table, I had a good laugh about it. But also, I was lucky because, you know, sometimes my penis goes inverted.
Yes.
It was not. It popped out. And
oh, because you were on a date.
Yeah, I was on a date. So it was like half hard. So it looked good.
Okay.
What else you got?
Well, speaking of spraying.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a Well, you be the judge if it's a terrible story or not.
Right.
My friend who lives in London.
Yeah.
Sent us a text, as he likes to do. He likes to just surprise us with weird stories, weird pictures, videos sometimes.
I love that.
And he sent a video of this. It was a person on the ground at a nightclub. It was at night. There were lights flashing. They were naked. They were on their back. They had their legs up in the air.
Is this a male?
At first I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Then they had a funnel in their a-hole.
Oh.
And they were funneling some sort of liquid water, maybe, into their bum hole. The whole bottle was like glug, 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 glug. I'm like, why are you sending me this? And then the person takes this thing out and starts spraying around sprinkler from their b-hole. And everyone who's at the club is going, woo, yeah, woo. Getting b-hole sprayed all over the fecal matter, everything. At first I thought it was a man. Turns out it was apparently a woman.
Oh.
And she was spraying her bum hole like spraying around like a sprinkler out from her bum hole. And everyone was loving it.
This is in London?
Yes. Brian.
And your friend was taking this video?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Brian, why are they,
Yeah.
Why are they funneling liquid into their anus and then spraying it out like a thing and people like?
I wonder, she probably got paid too. Like, hey, what's your talent? Oh, I don't do drag. You know, I don't sing, but I can spray water out of my bum.
It all went up inside.
And everyone went, yeah.
And everyone loved it. If I was at this club and this person was funneling something in their bum hole and then they started spraying it on the crowd, I'd be livid.
Yes.
I don't want your fecal matter all
over
me.
I was just going to say, you're going to give me pink eye.
I don't think so.
Again. What did you say to your friend?
I said, don't send me stuff like this. Except that he doesn't care and he will.
Were they just a customer or were they paid by the club?
Customers at the club and just, I'm going to show my trick.
100%.
Someone get me a funnel.
She had enough Bazooka Joes. You know, she had enough Smirnoff Ice and she's like, I'm ready. I never leave home without my funnel.
If you have a talent, show it. Share it, show it. That's true.
Well, my friend said in Thailand that people there will put like ping pongs in their bum and then like shoot them out across the room.
Do I have a story for you? Another friend of mine was telling me about how he was in Thailand. I'm getting all the fucking hot goss
here.
There
we go. I know.
D. Thank you.
Thank you, D.
Someone messaged us on Instagram and said that we're too mean to you.
Yeah.
Do you think that we're too mean to you?
You do?
You do.
Oh.
Oh, really, Dee?
Do you want this job or not, bitch?
Do you want this job or not, Dee? Yeah. Because honestly, I don't like saying Dee anymore. What kind of name is Dee?
I know, Dee.
Dee. What does it even stand for? Denise? Sit down.
Sit down, bitch. Oh,
hey,
no, I won't.
You don't need
to. I cut myself off.
Don't do that.
Sorry about that.
Anyways, thanks for being here, Dee.
Dee, I like your hair today.
Yeah, your hair does look good.
There you go, PLT listener. You happy?
Yeah, you happy?
Dee, I like your shirt.
I like how spiky your hair is today,
Dee. Yeah, lots of gel today. Lots of dippity-doo.
And thank you for leaving your motorcycle in the lobby at least, but we said it has to be outside.
Yeah.
You cannot be bringing your motorcycle inside his building.
She smashed through the wall once, too. I had to drywall it myself.
No, now I know it's a lie. Now I know that's a lie. Okay, listen, Thailand, Dee, shh. So in Thailand,
Dish.
Yeah. If we made t-shirts that just said Dish, would you buy them?
I would buy one.
I would too. Okay, so my friends went to Thailand, and I guess the people they were with were curious. They had heard about ping pong women and sort of different tricks like that. Maybe the funnel lady was there. I don't know.
Who knows? They're probably all friends.
Right. So they found this man in the where they were, and they were like, hey, we're looking for this type of club. And he was like, come with me. So he took them through all these like streets and corridors and found this door, and then the bouncer paid him, and then they paid him, and blah blah blah. So it was a whole thing. So they get into this club, and sure enough, ping pong ladies smoking cigs with their crotches.
That is a talent.
Well, one story they told me, I was like, well, first of all, why are you going there? But okay, you know, everyone's
different.
And so they went, they said, you know, it was really uncomfortable, but they did watch. They stayed for a little bit. I think they had a drink sort of thing.
Yeah.
But what they were called was they said that at one point there was this woman who was shooting ping pong after ping pong. Like it's, I think they said it was like hundreds of ping pongs out of her. She just put one in and go. And it would just like shoot. But they said that at one point, you know, per row at the front, there was a man by himself with his drink and he was just sitting there. And the woman kept smashing him with ping pong. She'd just go, and it would go, and he would just sit there. And like, my friend said that he wouldn't react.
Yeah.
So he just like, and he said he did, she must have done it like 50 times just shooting at him. Like, bam, bam, bam. And he just wouldn't react until finally he just got up and walked away, walked away from the bar. Didn't do anything. Didn't tell her to stop. Just kept getting nailed with ping pongs over and over in Perv Row.
Well, he knew what he signed up for.
Well, he also probably had a nice time. You know, maybe he had climaxed and then left.
Yes.
I don't know.
He got what he wanted. Hey, if we get 10 more Patreon members in the next week, will you shoot a ping pong out of your vagina?
No, Brian.
On Patreon.
No.
20 new Patreon followers in the next week.
Keep going.
50.
Keep going.
If we get 100 new Patreon.
I'm not doing it.
Please.
No, go back to this man. Don't even. I'm not.
Okay, fine.
Funnel's another. No.
No.
Listen, I got to tell you something.
What?
I really like the idea of this woman having done this night after night. Yeah. And this is part of her like enjoyment where she's like, I'm just going to pick this fucking guy who's sitting here watching me and I'm going to nail him over. Yeah, she's probably trying to aim. She's like, yes, bang, bing, point, 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 point. And this man's just doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never want to go there.
No.
I hate that they have to do that. I mean, you know, that work is work, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I wish that maybe they like it. I don't think they do.
No.
But,
well, as I always say, what's next? I was watching the,
okay.
I was watching The View this morning, as a middle-aged man does.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember Taylor Lautner from Twilight?
How could I forget?
He got married.
Yes.
Do you know what his wife's name is?
Taylor.
Yep. And then she took his last name. So now her name is Taylor Lautner. So when they were on The View this morning, they introduced them as Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner.
I can't.
And I thought to myself, okay, I get it. That was her name, is Taylor. She took his last name, which happens. But like, why wouldn't she be like, you know, Taylor Joe Lautner or something like
exactly
or Taylor Lynn Lautner or something? Just
like, what's her maiden name?
Or Tay Tay? She's Tay Tay Lautner.
Well, okay, that'd be worse. Welcome Taylor Lautner and Tay Tay Lautner. Yeah, we changed it, and then he's Tay Tay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, at first I was gonna be like, why wouldn't you just take her last name?
Yeah.
Like, but he's already established his name,
mm-hmm.
So I mean, he could have hyphenated. He could have taken her last name.
This is true.
So it was like Taylor Baker Lautner,
mm-hmm.
and then she's also Taylor Baker. No. Okay, wait. No.
One of them could be Taylor Lautner Baker and Taylor Baker Lautner.
No matter which way you slice it, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Poor things. You know how I knew that? Because I was watching a clip online and he was doing a podcast interview and he said that they get like UPS, whatever, like they get packages and they're always opening up. He's like, we can never surprise each other for birthdays and stuff because we're always opening up each other's gifts.
For sure.
By accident. Mm. But that's fucked. I don't know if there's a way around that.
I know, because I've dated Orion before. We didn't get married. Still could. Oh. But
I don't.
I know, probably not.
Yeah.
I feel that we would just keep our last names if we got married. You
yeah.
know?
Is it that important?
It would be Ryan Steele and Ryan Steele or Ryan and Ryan.
What is the last name?
I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
I have to be nice to him.
He is a nice person.
He's a nice guy.
You can't be calling people out on this podcast without telling them.
Not anymore. I've learned the hard way.
Hey, I have to tell you something.
Please do.
Now that we're on a roll with like ping pong, funnel butt.
Yeah, nail club paints. Looked at my penis.
Yes. And my friend, the same one in London, he's crazy. Mm. He's one of my best friends. I love him so much, but he's nuts, okay? I mean, he's not really nuts, but he like really is an interesting... He gets into interesting situations.
I bet he does.
Okay? He's an attractive man. Mm-hmm. People like him. Mm-hmm. People love him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He told me that he was invited to a performance artist's house recently to take part in a performance. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, oh, he's like, that sounds kind of cool. You know, like he likes that stuff. He's very creative, artistic. And he's like, yeah, and hangs out with cool people. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, well, what does that look like? And the performance artist said that it looks like a whole bunch of them sit around a table and someone is underneath giving them all fellatio. And that if you're getting the fellatio and you like move and like act as if you're getting it, like you call yourself out, then you're removed to the couch. And that's the performance. Brian, that's not performance art. That's horny time. Come to my house and we're going to do weird stuff.
I'm kind of here for it though.
Brian.
I would want to watch that at least. Yeah. Or maybe I would play. Because you know, it's like when you play those games where like you have to drink something or eat something, but you know, one person has wasabi in it and the rest don't.
Yeah.
And you have to like decide who has the wasabi. Yeah. And that person's trying so hard not to show that, you know, they're fucking burning up inside. This is kind of similar, except you're getting a blowjob and you're like,
Brian, you want to sit at a table. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could act like nothing's happening?
Well, yeah, I'm losing feeling down there because of my middle age.
Right. So, yeah. And they might not be able to find yours.
Yeah. The shit I put up with on this podcast.
Honey, we tell it like it is here, okay? All and right. if it's a certain size, everyone is their themselves.
That's true.
Okay?
Okay.
But I don't want to go to that party, okay? Sure. To each their own. Oh, yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? It's kind of okay, maybe.
There you go.
I don't know. If someone wanted to, not me.
Yeah.
Because I have a little boy with me.
Yeah.
I got my guy.
Yeah.
But if we were like open or I were a man with a, or someone with a penis, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of down with it.
You were going to start a performance.
If that happens in Vancouver, message me. I want to come check it out. Or maybe I'll organize one. Would you guys come?
Brian, you're starting a sex cult.
We can put it on Patreon.
Stop. No, we're not.
Yes. If we get 100 new Patreon members.
D. No. She's cut off your mic.
D, put it back. Thank you so much. Fuck you and D, eh? You guys have never teamed up on me before.
D and I hung out recently.
And?
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, see, here's the thing. I'm not jealous. I'm excited.
Really?
Yes. What did you guys do?
Well, she took me to Playdium.
Oh, that still exists?
Yep.
Yep.
And
is that in Metrotown?
Yeah. And we went to Playdium and she was like, I mean, how it started was like, I was having a talk with Jenny and, you know, I go to therapy and I was talking to my therapist and I was like, she's like, it seems like you have a lot of like interesting feelings surrounding D. And I was like, shut up. Yeah. I said, shut up. I don't want to talk about this. And she's like, but do you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, man. And then I started crying.
Well, of course, yeah.
And then she was like, let's get down to the nitty gritty of this. And I was like, well, I guess I get really jealous like when they hang out, but like D's always standing up and it pisses me off and she's defiant.
Mm.
She said, well, why don't you plan a play date with D?
That's cute.
And see if you guys can maybe get a truce or like you can apologize for being so rude to her.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know why D pisses me off so much, you know? Like, it's a me thing? Is it her? Is it the way she looks? Like...
Probably the way she looks.
Well, yeah, it's probably the way she looks. Yeah, pisses me off. And so anyways, I said, did you want to hang out sometime? I was like, we could go for a coffee, like grab a tea, maybe go for a walk. And she was, of course, you know how she gets. She's like, oh, I'll come pick up my motorcycle. We can go for a ride.
Yeah.
If you want to go for like, you know, big hike at the Chief, like I'm up for that.
Yeah, bring a bottle of rum.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking just have fun.
Fucking whiskey, go hang out at the river. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And then she was like, well, I did get a free pass to Playdium from a buddy of mine.
If you're listening, Playdium is an arcade-like venue about 20 minutes, 30 minutes outside of Vancouver, and it's for about 14-year-olds.
It's basically like a teenage Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
So we went to Playdium. And
it's called Playdium.
Yeah, and she wouldn't go on any other game except for the motorcycle one.
Well, yeah.
Like, we just had to stay on the motorcycle for an hour.
Checks out.
Yeah, and then we left.
Okay.
And actually, I didn't, like, I started, like, every time we were, like, start a new race, mm-hmm. I'd be like, D, and then she'd go, yeah. And I'd go, nothing, let's just ride. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt my palms sweating.
Yeah.
So I never really got to apologize.
Okay.
So here now, on air, live.
Yeah.
Sorry, I spat everywhere. Here now, live.
Yeah.
D, I'm sorry. Make it a thing, but I'm sorry for getting jealous when you guys hang out, and I'm not sorry for telling you to sit down because you don't listen, but I'm sorry, and also I don't like that you tried to kiss me at the end of the night.
Oh, she's always going to take her fucking chance though, isn't she?
Yeah, she is always going
to take her chance. She tries to kiss me too.
Let's move on.
We haven't talked about reality television thus far. Very rare for us. A certain show came back. You might have heard of it. It's called The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we need to talk about Erica Jane.
I'm a showman.
Erica Jane.
Erica Jane.
The episode starts off with Dorit. She's organized this little retreat for her friends because they had a tumultuous year last year.
Mm-hmm.
They need to chat about it, get over it, and become friends.
Sure.
What a great thing. And so she goes first, and she wants to call out fucking Erica Jane because there was some BravoCon thing. I don't think Dorit was at it, but Erica Jane was. And I think Andy Cohen asked, who do you think is the next, like, BravoCon couple to break up? And then they go, Erica Jane. She stands up.
Goes
to the front of the stage. And there's, you know, like 250-year-old woman in the audience going, ah! And she looks at everyone and she goes, PK and Dorit. And then kind of like, you know, flicks her hair and turns around and just like a sassy model walk back to her fucking chair.
Yep.
And everyone in the audience is like, rah, rah, yeah, fuck Dorit. So Dorit obviously didn't like that. So at the retreat, she goes, well, why would you do that, Erica Jane? And what does Erica Jane say?
Dorit, I'm a showman.
Dorit, I'm a showman. They asked me an explosive question and I gave them an explosive answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a showman, Dorit. Instead of apologizing or acknowledging it all, Dorit, I'm a showman.
I'm a showman. What don't you understand about that?
Like, what a fucking horrible friend. Like, I get she was in the fucking zone. She was at a, you know, big event. All these fucking crazy people in the audience going crazy for her.
Yeah.
Loves the attention. Ozempic, you know, she lost a good 20, whatever.
She said she's not on Ozempic.
Well, something's up. She lost like 20. Okay. But we don't talk about weight on
no,
this podcast.
We don't.
And, but yeah, right away, not even, like, she didn't even flinch. Didn't even think about apologizing or even preface it with, like, first of all, I want to say I'm sorry. But this is why I did it.
Yeah.
That would at least be a little bit nicer.
Sure.
Explain yourself. You know, you're still a full cunt.
Yeah.
Regardless. But like, not my Erica Jane.
It literally went like, I really want to address the group. I don't even know how to do her accent because she said she's worldly. I cannot do a Dorit accent.
Weird, yeah.
Me and PK. Someone does a really good one.
That's close.
Me and PK. I always she goes, hi, Bubba. She always calls PK Bubba. Hey, Bubba. Bubba, can you get that, Bubba? Okay, Bubba, finish that, Bubba. Oh, my God. And there's something about PK that I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't know. PK thinks he's kind of the shit. Like, yeah.
Very confident, man.
Yeah, he's a confident and seems a bit cocky.
Yeah, I don't know if he should be.
There's a difference between confident and cocky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, as Demi Lovato once said, what's wrong with being confident?
What's wrong with being?
What's wrong with being?
What's wrong with being confident?
Oh. And
No, we did that already.
Okay, sorry.
So, anyways, Dorit literally sat there in front of all of her friends and said, that really hurt me that you said that about my marriage. And like, it came out of nowhere. And that just really, really hurt me. And then,
Dorit, I'm a showman.
Dorit, I'm a showman. I walked right down to the edge of that stage and I gave those people what they wanted.
And then fast forward about 10 minutes in the episode, and now she's talking to her counselor, therapist, whoever she talks to, you know, great, good for her. You know, she's unraveling some things, digging things up. She's really finding why things are ticking the way they're talking.
We all need it.
We all need it. And so I can't remember how they get there, but basically she's feeling bad for what she did to Dorit. And her therapist counselor saying to her, well, you know, you need to have a little empathy. And Erica Jane literally was like,
how do I get that?
How do I get that? And then the woman, kind of, without laughing, I would have fucking burst into fucking, you know, hysteric laughter. She's like, well, you just have to put yourself in their shoes in the situation.
But how do I do
but
that?
But how do I do that? And it's like, are you don't know what empathy is? You never done this before? Like,
okay, but listen, we talked about this. So here's the deal. Everything you're saying is correct. Mm. It's like, holy shit. Erica Jane, you don't know how to like see that at all, how that was awful. Like, what?
What?
But she's a showman.
But she's a showman.
But I had somebody in my life growing up that was very honest with me. Like, she was a certain way. And then I remember one time I like point blank was like, why are you like this? Mm-hmm. And she was at a mature enough age at that point to say, I don't know, but I don't feel the same way that others do. Yeah, I don't have natural empathy.
Yeah.
And like, I don't feel...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like you do. I just don't. So she was like a nice, good person, but she didn't know how to feel, yeah, empathetic towards people or like sensitive, or she acted different and like interestingly in certain situations, which, you know, for me, well, I'm on the way other end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If Dorit had come to you, do it. I'll be Erica Jane. Okay. And you be Dorit.
Erica, I want to say that when you were at BravoCon and you made fun of me and PK, my Papa, that we were going to get divorced. Erica Jane, you're my best friend. I did not like that. Why would you do that to me?
Dorit?
Yeah?
I feel so bad. I'm going to kill myself.
That's exactly. But don't do that.
Okay.
Can we hold hands?
Yes.
Yes.
I will cry about this for months.
Promise?
Yes, because I won't know what's wrong with me. And when I talk to my therapist, I'll ask her, what medication should I be going on? Because I'm fucked.
Yay!
That's what she should have said. No, she's not the kill yourself part. Edit that out.
Edit that out.
Oh my God. Edit that out.
I will.
I have a question about Real Housewives in general.
Go on.
So I was watching the Real House Roni.
Oh.
You know how they call it Roni?
Remember when I called it Ronnie? R-H-O-N-Y.
That's when I knew she didn't know.
I was like, Ronnie? You're like, Roni.
It's Roni. Oh. Real Housewives of New York. Okay? Mm-hmm. Get into it. Don't get it twisted.
New cast. Lesbian.
New cast. One's a lesbian.
One's a lesbian, yeah.
And one hot girl, Bryn, flirts with a lesbian, Jenna Lyons. Here's the deal. Last night, you know, Jenny, the little boy, and I mm-hmm. were watching. My little boy and I.
Yeah.
were watching. I'm sure she loves that.
I'm sure she loves it.
Little boy and I were watching Roni, and it was the second half, the final second half of the reunion.
Okay.
And they are just, I mean, I'm sorry, excuse me, but yeah. May I say batshit?
Yeah,
okay, batshit crazy. They're 1 minute they're screaming. Uba, who I love, was going off last night when I was watching.
Yeah.
Crying, streaming, and then Bryn too, and Bryn's going off, and then they're fighting. Bryn's going, I'm not afraid of you. You put people in the hospital, I put people in the funeral home. And then Uba goes, you put people in the funeral home, I put people in the ground. And then Bryn goes, I'm half Irish, don't mess with me. She goes, I'm Somalian. I will AK, or what did she say? Something like, oh, Black Hawk you down. I think she said something like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't really make it out. Well, but they were going off.
So I should watch.
You should watch. And then sigh. I mean, if you know, you fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know how long it took me to figure out if you know, you know, when they just put the first letter of it? When people say that?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? People keep doing it. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Sigh.
Also, I hate when people do that.
If you know, you know.
Shut up. You think you're so cool.
Hey, sometimes I might.
If you do it, it's fine.
What I want to say is, what the fuck is Real Housewives? They were saying last night, the point of the show is to be your real self, show and open up. And you weren't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't doing that. The point of what is the point of the show? The point of the show is to like fight each other and like cry and smash and gossip and then love each other again.
Mm, yeah.
You have to watch it.
Yeah, I have them all recorded. I think I watched 3 episodes and then gave up, as I do. But hey, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
I hear ya.
I've been cleaning my apartment a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I went through a bunch of notes and I found a note from high school.
Oh.
It's kept quite well because, God, I graduated 800 years ago. But there was this girl, I think I was in grade 10 or 11. And her name was Angela, I remember.
Mm.
And we weren't in the same like friend group, but we were friendly to each other. I could tell she was kind of into me. I was in the closet. I didn't know what I was thinking, but I knew I wasn't really into her, even if I did like girls. Nice girl, though. And then I think one day she asked for my phone number. And you know me. 533-1351.
Yeah.
You know, I just told her. And so she calls me. And then I think I told my mom, I'm not home.
Hi, is Ryan home?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's really bad diarrhea, like for hours.
That's what she said?
Something like that.
Okay.
And she's like, and my mom was like, you know, he'll call you back. And then she went out with Sharklane and they went had some darts. But anyway, she gave me my phone number. I didn't call her back. Nothing, you know. I'm the same these days.
Right.
And she gave me a note a few days later. She kind of folded it up and just gave it to me and walked away.
Yeah.
And I kept it.
Because why did you keep it?
I do shit like that.
Okay.
The note reads, Ryan, that's okay. I knew you wouldn't call me back, but just remember, I'll remember. Smiley face, Angela.
Oh my God.
Just remember, I'll remember.
Why is she saying... That is like a, hey, I don't like that. Just remember, I'll remember. That's like a watch your back because I'm watching you and I have a knife.
100%.
I'll be coming to hunt you.
She made a voodoo doll of me for sure.
Just remember.
She went home and started like knocking my head and burning my limbs.
Just remember, I'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is terrifying. Mm-hmm. And she meant what she meant.
Yeah.
Did you see her after?
Well, yeah, I would, you know, walk by her in the hallway and stuff like that. And I just like, you know, give her a little smile and just be like, yeah. But in the back of my head, all I thought of was, just remember, I'll remember.
And then with a smiley face.
A smiley face. So like condescending for a fucking grade 10.
Just remember, I'll remember. Mm-hmm. That is terrifying.
I know.
Like, and also, it also could have just been, okay, hold on. Mm. It could have been Angela.
Yeah.
Could have been... as simple as just remember that you had a chance with this sweet piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll remember that you told your mom to say that you had a full blown diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And I know you didn't. And you're never going to get this ass.
Exactly.
That's what probably she meant.
What if this week, next week, 30 years after this happened, I'm walking down the street. I get a little tap on my shoulder and I turn around. It's Angela. Imagine she hadn't aged a day.
She was still small.
She was still 15. And I'm like, Angela. And she goes, I heard you're a big old gay, so I kind of feel bad now. But just remember, I remembered. And then she stabbed me in my stomach. And then she'd do it. And then, you know, in the movies when they like twist the knife to the left, she'd twist it to the left. And I'd be like, no, Angela. And then she'd just fucking watch me fall. And then she'd like go back to school.
Yeah.
This could be a horror movie.
Don't steal it, you guys.
Don't, please don't.
Everybody,
this
don't.
This concept is great.
Hey, folks, don't steal
hey,
it.
Hey, folks, please
folks,
don't.
Don't steal it.
Have you guys seen Angela yet? No, I heard it's so good.
It's like the sequel to Megan, but not.
Yeah, it's not. It's like, yeah, they're just naming these movies with girls' names now.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It was so powerful the way that you just said, like, I know you're gay and you can help that.
Yeah.
But I still remember. Like, to me, it was like, look, Goosebumps. It's like that was chilling, romantic, sensual, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she kills you, and then, you know, may I add a little something?
Yeah.
Just as a suggestion.
Of course.
This is your movie. This is your autobiography.
Thank you.
And so when she's twisting, maybe you could go, I wish you would have just forgotten. Why couldn't you just forget?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or because that would have been a good thing if she forgot. Mm-hmm. Then you would still be alive.
How'd she remember?
I don't know.
She probably has it tattooed on her back. Like, just remember, I'll remember.
It's her big saying.
Yeah.
Just remember, I'll remember.
Yeah.
What? That I didn't pick up your one call, Angela?
Exactly. Imagine when she was writing that note, she was like, ha, 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 I'm going to give this to him and I'm going to walk away and I'm going to rule the world.
The confidence.
I know.
Also, the name Angela, Susan, love. It's time for PLT stories.
D. All right, my PLT story is a very recent one. I love when new PLT stories happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know a little bit about this, but I'm going to give you the detailed version. I was bartending, I want to say, about 8 months ago. This gentleman sat at my bar from out of town. He was here to meet a boy. They had met online, and they were, you know, chatting. He flew all the way here from the East Coast to meet this gentleman. The gentleman eventually came in. He was real. They went to another table. He was very handsome, too. Mm-hmm. They went to another table, and they had a drink, and I was like, ah, that's love. You know, I got to experience that as a bartender. That's some of the little gifts you get. You know what I mean?
Queer love.
Queer love. And then fast forward 6-7 months, I'm working a couple Fridays ago. Sure enough, I see this gentleman from the East Coast sitting at my bar. He remembers my name, Ryan. And he goes, do you remember me? Luckily, it came to me. It doesn't always. It usually doesn't. It came to me and I went, yes, you're from the East and you were here to meet that boy a few months ago. And he goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, amazing. Like, is that why you're here again? And he goes, yeah. But he's like, I've been talking to him. And then I just like flew in today and his like aunt died or something. So he had to fly to Nova Scotia. Right away in my head, I called bullshit.
Something smells fishy, but funny thing is, I don't see any trout.
Exactly. But I was nice, you know, and my job as a bartender is to not judge. It's just to pour him a pint of Stella and be on with my day.
It's like your Norm from Cheers.
Exactly.
No, Norm was a patron.
Yeah, he's my Norm and I'm Sam Malone.
Thanks.
And anyway, he's there. And so we were chatting it up. And I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of feel bad for him. He's flown all this way. And this guy has either flown to the, you know, Nova Scotia or lied to him.
Sure.
Either or. And so then you actually came in that afternoon with a friend. You sat at the bar. It was a great day.
Oh.
My wood was full. They call your bar the wood.
They do?
Yeah.
Hey, can I have a seat at the wood?
Yeah. The wood was hopping on a Friday afternoon. And anyway, so he's there and he's talking about how he's here for the weekend. He'd love to go for a hike. I had plans Saturday and Sunday, and I think it was my turn to edit the podcast. I had shit to do.
She was busy.
But in my mind, I'm like, you know what? If I can make time for this guy, he's a nice guy. I met him a couple times now. I'm going to, you know, do what I can. So, you know, I don't want to get my phone number right away. Well, fuck, it's 2023.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, man, like, what's your Instagram? Like, let me have it and we can message each other. And if it works out this weekend, I'll meet you up for a hike, a beer, whatever. Oh, you know, I don't check my Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Ugh. I'm like, okay, I'll give you my phone number. So I write it down. I don't want to do this. I give it to him. Sure enough, you know, that night he texts me and I'm like, oh, okay. And then the next night we were going to go for a drink. But he didn't text me till 11:30.
OMG.
I was like literally, yeah, I was like on the couch watching SNL when I closed. I did not text him back.
Of course.
The next day, it worked out. We met up for a beer. The conversation was nice. I wasn't flirty. I could tell he was being a little kind of like, you know, he was enjoying my sense of humor and this and that. He was being nice to me. Not overly flirty, but I could tell that maybe he was vibing. And then I'm like, okay, bye. His flight was the next day. I'm, you know, glad I got to meet up with him. And then like an hour and a half later, again, about to go to bed, I get a text that he'd love to see me again. And I'm like, oh, okay, no, this is now, I was just trying to be nice. I just wanted to go for a drink. I didn't give him anything. I just gave him a nice little hug at the end. It was an awkward note, smooches. And then the next morning, I text him. I'm like, hey, have a safe flight home. If I'm ever out your way, I'll hit you up. And about an hour later, I get a text saying, I got on that plane and I got right off. I had to follow my heart. And I don't want to be a cocky Joe, but in my head, was he talking about me?
Well, you don't want to be a cocky Joe.
I don't want to be a cocky Joe. And I was like, oh shit, in my head. And I can't remember what I said. I know that I took a while to get back because that's what I do in these situations. And I think I just said, oh nice. Yeah, the weather's supposed to get better, so that'll be good. And then he wanted to hang out that night, but I couldn't because I got my illegal PRP, you know, like the, I got all my plastic surgery, so I couldn't be seen.
I understand.
It's puffy.
All your plastic surgery was had. Yeah.
And then the next day I actually did have plans and that person bailed. So it, you know, my night opened up, but I didn't let this person know because I was like, oh God, like, I think.
Is
like,
this about you?
Yeah. Like what's happening? Did he stay for me? Because that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And then sure enough. Oh, then that night too, we were talking about the next day and I was being short with him. I was just trying to really give him, you know, like, hey man, like we're just friends, like this kind of vibe. And then I could tell he was a little mad because he just like, he started to get short with me. Then the next day we were supposed to hang out again, now the new day before he's supposed to leave. And he just didn't text me, so I didn't text him and I didn't have to see him. But then the story continues. When I work the next week at work, he shows up and sits at my bar. He's now extended his flight again and he's still here. But you know what? He acted like nothing happened. We were never supposed to go for a drink, and he was really nice to me, and he stopped flirting with me, and now he's officially gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. Is that it?
But he's a PLT.
I mean,
I got on the plane and I got off. I had to follow my heart. Oh, and then I thought maybe it was for the guy. And when he did come in the next week, like a few days later, I asked him about the guy. The guy said that he was on his way and then his car broke down.
Okay. you're flying east because you got a death in the family and now your car broke down.
Yeah, yeah. He's just pulling out every excuse in the book, you know?
Wait, I came in my, I was on my way, but my car broke down. Mm-hmm. That's such like a, such a too obvious, yeah. Like it'd be a little better than that.
Exactly.
How about I have COVID? You can Google image any positive test. Like it looks like you're holding it.
This is true.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, that's a smart one.
Hey, that's the one I use. Sorry, I got COVID again. I here to prove it.
Hey, why do your hands look so big and hairy?
Doesn't matter. I got my dad to hold my test. He's got it too.
Yeah, shoot. It's so crazy.
And if you really want to hang out, you have to hang out with me and my dad.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
And we both have COVID. Mm-hmm. So then yeah. then it's really, that's like nail and coffin.
Yeah, done.
Well, listen, I don't know what to say about this guy. First of all, I mean, if he liked you and he wanted to follow his heart, mm-hmm. that's kind of sweet.
It is.
It is. But also, don't say you got off the, you're not allowed to get off the plane.
He said he did.
He literally said he got off the plane.
That's what he said.
I don't think you're allowed to walk off the plane. Like once you're seated, security will not let you leave unless like it's like an emergency.
Maybe he's blowing smoke up my ass.
Maybe he went to the stewardess and was like, so they were like, sir, sit down. Please sit to get in your seat.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to follow my heart.
You're like, Jimmy, open the door now.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I sat at some guy's wood and he gave me his number. Mm-hmm. And he tried to give me his Instagram, but I said, no, yeah. I need your number.
Yeah.
So then he did. Mm-hmm. And we had a drink together. Mm-hmm. But then he was not getting back to me.
Yeah.
But I have to follow my heart.
Exactly.
And then the woman or man or whomever mm-hmm. was like, open the seal.
Let him out. It's like a movie scene.
Pilot, turn the engine off.
Yeah. So nice enough guy. And I'll definitely probably see him again. But like, just a little bit of a PLT in that situation. And here's the thing. I might be the PLT. I could be making this all up. Maybe following his heart was the local guy that he flew
for. It was for the breaking down car guy.
Yeah. So maybe it was for him. And I'm just, you know, again, being cocky. I always think it's all about me.
Yeah.
But in my world right now, he's a PLT.
Okay.
And I'm a possible PLT.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're both PLTs.
Or we're both PLTs.
That's okay.
Thanks.
The fun thing about these stories is there's always a PLT.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's us.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know what? Poor little thing. Also saying he ran off the plane.
I know.
Come on.
Never give my phone number away again.
Never again. Risk it.
You can't risk it.
Okay, I'm up.
Go, baby.
So this is going back. Do you like a classic pilt story or do you prefer a real day story?
Whatever you want. Let's do a classic.
Okay, this is a classic.
Okay.
So I'm not that I really care because I only have this one. So anyways, I'm going back. I want to say, maybe 2000.
Okay.
2000.
Yeah.
And I'm on the basketball team. I'm going back 2000. Okay. Yeah. Remember that year?
Yeah.
2000.
I wore green eye contacts.
Whoa.
That time,
yeah. Nice. Yeah. That's hot. Mm-hmm. Cool. Did people like it?
No.
Did you tell people they were your real eye color?
No, because I worked at Red Robin and Langley and then suddenly I had green eyes. And everyone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. They were cheap and I hate my poo brown eyes.
Sorry.
But then now I love my poo brown eyes.
I used to have blue eye contacts and my eyes are so dark brown. Like you have a little bit lighter brown eyes, I think, than me. But like when you put blue on my eyes, they were like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People didn't like. But I was like, whatever. Hey, hello. Hi, everybody.
I can try new things. It's year 2000.
Let's go out. We're going to Caprice.
Yeah.
I want to go to Granville Street.
Let's fucking go.
The girl
with the blue eyes.
Yeah, the girl with the blue eyes will let us in. Send me to the front of the line. I'll get us in. Mm-hmm. And I'm there with my eye contacts. They're burning. They're like terrible fucking contacts. They're thick. They're not supposed to be in your eye.
Yeah. One of them is looking the other way.
Yeah, exactly. One's up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Super side note. I saw this video that was fed to me and it was a woman at like a clinic and she had, I want to say truly 30 to 50. It was some huge number of day eye contacts that kept getting lost in her upper eyelid. And they opened her upper eyelid. She allowed herself to be filmed and they were with a tweezer. They were taking out every single one singularly.
Oh,
and it was over
God.
And over and over. And she was just, it was poor thing. Her eye was like, you know, had it really open.
Mm-hmm.
And those had all been stuck up. She just kept losing them and then putting a new one in.
Yeah.
Brian.
If you haven't puked already this episode, you've just vomited everywhere.
Sorry. It was pretty gross. It was pretty gross. And poor thing. Like, what are you thinking? She just must have thought that they felt, she was like, gone again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Bob. They're just gone. I don't know what to tell you. They fall out. Mm-hmm. She just puts a new one in. Anyways, okay. So 2000, okay? I'm playing on the basketball team.
Yeah.
It's the only thing. I'm not very good at basketball. I'm okay. I'm mediocre.
Yeah.
But I'm tall and I'm sporty and athletic, so I can play it off like I kind of know what I'm doing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're competitive, right?
Yeah, exactly. Over competitive. I'm also extremely insecure, okay? Extremely. If some girl gets too close to me and I was very sort of like, figuring out my inner masculinity, femininity, sports, how I wanted to be.
Tricky time.
It was a tricky time for me. Yeah. Plus, I was, you know, all the things.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a very heavy teenage life.
I know, it's hard. You don't want to be a cocky Joe.
You don't want to be a cocky Joe, but I was. But I was a cocky Joe. Yeah. I was like, yep. And I was like, really cool. Mm. Like, you know, I had my basketball shoes. I had the best, you know, whatever. Like, I was very fortunate. I had some cool gear.
Your Oshkosh Bagosh overalls.
I had my Oshkosh Bagosh overalls on the court. You know me.
I know you.
And so I was playing, but like, yeah, I was a POS. Like, I was just, I was a shitty kid that didn't know how to deal with my aggression. And I thought that, like, you know, fighting was something that you do or an authority was hard for me.
A lot of, in your defense, a lot of people your age, I think, were similar.
It was hard for me. Yeah. And I have a lot of sadness towards that. You know, is this a therapy podcast?
It is now.
It can be.
It sure is.
Who are we to say what therapy is?
Yeah.
But anyways, I was having a lot of feels, okay? Mm-hmm. Thinking a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so anyways, we're playing our game and one of my best friends was on the team with me and we were both posts. So posts are the ones that are down near the net and that's usually you're the tallest ones and you're blocking the ball and grabbing it for your tiny little point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And so, who was also one of my best friends.
Yeah.
So poor little thing. I think I threw a ball at her so hard one time because I was being aggressive. I like broke her wrist. Anyway.
She had it coming.
She had it coming.
She had it coming.
Okay. That's so annoying. Do you think people are annoyed by that or do they like it? Okay, anyways, so this one game, it's very heated. We're playing against this team that are like our rivals. It's like people are in the crowd. Mm-hmm. My parents are there. Her parents are there. One of my best friends, the other post. And we're playing and it's not going my way. And it's like I'm sucking and they're winning and they're crushing us. And there's a lot of pressure. And the referee is watching me like a hawk because I'm being a little aggressive.
Well.
And so I am like smashing the girls off me, whatever. And like, chill out, you raging lesbian. Mm-hmm. Like, also, no one thinks you're cool that you're tough. Yeah. Like, stop it. So anyways, I mean this tough idiot on
Incredible
the court.
Incredible Hulk just smashing
exactly,
all
just
these
like,
girls.
Yeah, look at me. And like they're winning. So I just look like a total idiot, right? Like they're winning. We're losing. I'm not playing properly. And I'm sucking. But my coach has left me out there because I'm usually okay. Well, sure enough, the referee calls me again on something. And behind the referee's back, I give him one of these. One of the like up yours sign without the middle finger. Just like fuck you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Hello? I should not be flipping off. Like there was no middle finger, but it was just like the arm.
Still, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Aggressive.
It was aggressive and gross and inappropriate and very rude.
Yeah.
And unsports. Ladylike. Okay. I remember my dad was there and he was like, what the f-? Like, what? Or he was like, mortified. I was always embarrassing my parents. I was either really good at sports and they were loving it, or I was like doing something awful like that. And they were like, why are you my child? And so, anyways, I did that. And the other referee saw me, blew the whistle, and gave me a technical foul. So I was out of, they threw me off. They were like, you have to leave the whole gym.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying like, what the, like, I'm going crazy. Like I'm some cool chick. Like what? I didn't even, there was no finger and like your back was turned anyways, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, get off the court. Sit. Like you're out of here.
Yeah.
They kicked me out of the whole gym.
Oh, wow.
And when I got back to the bench, my best friend who was off on the bench at the time, she whispered in my ear, hey, don't worry. Just calm down. Like, don't worry. Don't let them get to you. Whatever. Yeah. Right. Because the foul that they called actually wasn't, I didn't do it. It wasn't like, I'm sure I was doing something stupid, but like, it wasn't, it was like not that bad.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have called it. So it really pissed me off. So she took me aside and was very calming. She said, hey, she didn't say fuck those guys. That wasn't in her nature. She whispered in my ear, don't worry. Just calm down. Like, just chill.
It's a mature little student.
Yeah, don't worry. And like took me by my arms and like hugged me tight and was like, calm down. It's okay. Well, anyways, fast forward, I get kicked out of the gym. My dad is contemplating just what is happening
here. The cops
here.
Are outside.
Exactly. You are
CTV,
psychotic.
CBC.
The news
Amy,
was there.
Amy.
And I was like, fuck, I don't know, man. These guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
breaking news on CNN.
I get to school the next day, and guess what's been decided?
What?
Not only am I kicked off the basketball team for what I did, but so is she. They took us to the office. They pulled me aside. I was used to this at this point. Like they, I don't know how I got to that school. They were like, you're off the team. And I was like, obviously devastated, but like, fair enough. Yeah, you're a loose cannon. Something's wrong with you. Go deal with your shit.
Yeah.
And then they said that she was off. They also called her name to the office and they said, you're kicked off too. And
why?
Because they said that she was supporting what I did. And I said, no, she didn't. She said in my ear, calm down. It's okay. That's all she said.
Yeah.
And they were like, you were supporting her. Well, so she called her dad.
Yeah.
And her dad is not to be messed with.
Oh, no.
And he came marching down to that office and pulled her out of the school. She went to a new school.
Don't fuck with him.
She was one of my best friends. He was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. And they're a very big sports. She went on to play university full ride scholarship in the USA. Like,
wow.
In the USA.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
In the USA.
Yeah, okay.
In the States, she went a full ride volleyball scholarship.
Wow.
She was very, very talented, athletic. Yeah. And their family was like really big into it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is bullshit. This little shit, this little biatch here, me.
Yeah.
It's her problem. And he was right.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, he pulled her out of school and she went to a brand new school.
Wow.
Yeah.
But also like, fuck your, like you, I don't even think you should have been kicked off the team. I think maybe you should have been like suspended for a game or whatever, you know, whatever the options are.
Right.
But they kicked her off. That's not cool.
Listen, it may have been a few times that I was doing some weird shit on there. And so it was valid. Like I should have been kicked off. That's not cool. That's messed up. Like if I think about my kid self and if I were an authoritative figure in my life, I wouldn't have a lot of patience for me.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
But her, that was so stupid. It was just a stupid call. And I even said it and she said it too. And she didn't deserve that. But I got to say one little flip side thing.
Please do.
One, PLT, me, only PLT.
Mm-hmm.
Her portal thing, she got pulled out of the school.
Yeah.
But the silver lining here is that she went to a better school that had a way better athletic program.
Oh.
And she would have, I don't think that she would have, the coaching she got there, I don't think she would have had the same trajectory. And she made a lot of cool new friends that I got to be friends with.
Huh.
In a, like a whole new group.
As D always says, it was meant to be.
D always, sit down. So that's me.
Well, yeah, you're the full biggest PLT there. I also want to say that like the principal or whoever they're PLT to.
They're PLT.
They did not assess that situation properly.
No, and also don't kick her off the team. Even if she said, you have no idea what she said, but even if she did say like, hell yeah, way to go, Amy.
Yeah.
You don't kick her off the team. No. You have a talking with her and say, hey, this is not something we support. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're making an example out of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's off.
Yeah.
And if you support this type of behavior, which she had never done in her life, she is the quietest, kindest, nicest, supportive person.
Yeah.
That's not her behavior.
For sure.
Ever. Straight A student.
Yeah.
Then you would say that to her.
Well, that was like in whatever grade 8 or 9 when Tina Michonnez looked at my math homework and then Mr. Watkins came up and saw her copying my answers and then ripped it in front of me and then gave me fucking detention and her. It was Tina cheating, not me.
It was Tina cheating. It was Tina Michonnez.
Good memory.
You just said it.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
It was. I've talked about Tina Michonnez in fucking like 65 episodes.
It's the best last name I've ever heard in my life.
Tina Michonnez.
I love it. I wish I was called Amy Michonnez.
Well, you still could be.
You think?
Yeah, like every episode. We end with a question.
Okay.
This week's question. Okay. You know, I only think about the same things.
Oh.
If Deirdre Hall,
who
plays Marlena on Days of Our Lives, was finally retiring after playing Marlena for like 50 plus years.
Yeah.
And you, Amy Goodmurphy, got to audition to be the new Marlena. They fly you down to LA. You're doing a screen test. And the director of Days of Our Lives looks at you and go, okay, you remember how Marlena got possessed?
Yeah.
And you're like, of course, yeah. You know, she's been possessed twice. I love Days of Our Lives. He's like, okay, well, there's always that scene when Marlena goes from Marlena to becoming possessed.
Yeah.
Ad lib right now for your audition, you, Marlena Evans, becoming possessed by the devil.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Can I set the scene?
Of course you can.
Okay. So I'm there with John Black.
Good job.
And it's the only other name I know, except for like Geraldo or who's Geraldo or the bat.
There was Stefano.
Stefano.
But he passed. But he was there back then.
Really passed in real life?
Yeah. And his character did too.
Okay. I'm not going to touch that.
No.
Rest in peace, what's his name?
Stefano.
Rest in peace, Stefano.
But her daughter's Sammy Brady.
And Sammy. No, I just want John Black.
Okay. Right.
Okay. I'm at a restaurant, okay, with John Black.
Of course.
And John Black is my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So me and him, he was like, hey, let's pay Marlena. Let's go and get some eats. Because he says cool stuff like that.
He
like,
does,
let's go get some eats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, John. So we go to our favorite cafe. It's really dark and moody, always.
Yeah.
And we're out.
Salem Pub.
We're at the Salem Pub.
Mm-hmm.
And do they have a patio?
Of course.
We're on the patio.
Okay.
Because it's like a nice, but it's like kind of a fall day and it's cold. Okay.
Yeah,
and then, could you be the waiter?
Yeah.
Could you be the waiter? I'll be. You be the waiter.
Okay.
And I'll be John Black and Marlena.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, good to see you, John.
Yeah, you too.
With Marlena. Marlena, how are you?
I'm fine.
All right. Well, can I get you guys something to drink to start off?
Yeah, I'll have a Chablis.
Okay.
And I'll have my regular
Bud Light in a glass.
That's right.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, I think that server's wearing heels.
Marlena, he better not be.
Oh, John. Anyways, John, I think you should retire soon.
Hey, guys, here's your Chablis. Here's your Bud Light in a frosted glass, Johnny B. All right, can I get you guys...
Don't call me that.
Sorry about that, sir. Can I get you guys anything to eat?
Yeah, I'll get a Cobb salad.
Duh. One more time?
Sorry about that. I'll get a
Cobb salad.
Oh, my God.
Marlena, what's happening?
Should I come back? Are you okay, ma'am?
I'm so sorry. I'm
fine.
Oh, what? Your eyes are becoming yellow.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Trust me. Something's happening. Honestly, I think he's wearing heels.
Just leave him alone.
John. John, it's me.
Marlena, what are you doing? It's not sexy time. Don't talk like this here. We're in public.
I'm not being sexy, John. Something's happening.
Marlena, just drink your Chablis and everything will be fine. Mm. What the heck are you doing? Don't embarrass me.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Marlena, I'm not trying to get horned out here at the Salem pub again, okay? Mm-hmm. Just chill and eat your Cobb salad.
Yeah.
And don't eat too much of it, though.
Oh,
is that a dig against my weight?
And scene.
Oh, my God. You didn't want any more?
No, I'm the director.
Okay.
Amy.
What?
You are, I'm going to shortlist you for the role of Marlena Evans.
You're doing this right here?
I'm actually going to put you on hold. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
That means that you might book it, but
but
might not.
But I probably won't.
Okay, and let's fast forward to the next day.
Okay.
And you're sleeping, you're in your bed. It's like, 8 in the morning. Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, shit.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Amy Goodmurphy?
Yeah?
Desmond McLeod from NBC.
Oh, sorry, Desmond. Morning.
I got some good news for you.
Okay.
Pack your bags, bitch, because you're the new Marlena fucking Evans.
Wow.
Yeah, good job. You booked it.
Okay, what would you do? Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
What would you do?
Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. I'm reading for the part of Marlena Evans.
Okay, great. Okay, Marlena. I mean, whoa, getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, I wish.
Okay,
people do call me Marlena all the time.
Speak when you're spoken to.
Yes, sir.
So, we're going to want to see some improvisation skills from you.
Okay.
Because most of Days of Our Lives is improvised.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're all improvised comedians.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and that's why you've been called here.
Okay.
Okay, so we just want you to set a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Marlena is going to become possessed. We need to see you before you're possessed.
Mm-hmm.
As you're becoming possessed,
yeah.
And when you are fully possessed.
Okay.
Okay, so you just set your scene,
mm-hmm.
And if you need me to be a reader,
yeah.
I can do that.
Okay. So you're going to be Sammy Brady, who's my daughter, okay?
Yeah.
And we're just in my apartment, and I'm just like going through some old clothes because I want to donate some.
Okay.
And you're just helping me, like, maybe you want some of my clothes, maybe you're just going to help me bring them to the Goodwill or whatever.
And I'm your daughter?
Yeah, you're Sammy Brady.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Oh, Sammy, what do you think about this blouse? I haven't worn it in 3 years. Do you think I should get rid of it?
That's disgusting.
I thought so, too. John doesn't like it very much, either.
You should divorce him.
I've been thinking about it. Just kidding. Sammy, you're crazy.
I have to tell you something, Sammy.
What?
Fuck me.
Mom, no.
Fuck me.
Mom.
Look into my green eyes, Sammy Brady. Do you like what you see, daughter?
Mom, stop hitting on me.
Do me a favor.
What?
Fuck me.
No, I'm not going to.
And scene.
Okay. Actually, I call scene, not you.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I wanted to. So start back where you were.
Hey, look. Fuck me.
No, mom. And scene. Okay. So, wow. Wow.
Right?
Guess what?
No.
I don't know how you should feel right about now. But it's a no for me, dog.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Thank you so much for coming. Thank
sure.
you so much for coming.
Yeah.
You will have to pay for your own flight home because we can only afford to bring you down.
Yeah, fair enough.
But here is a coupon to Jelena's, and it's only for $5, but $5 USD,
nice.
Which I know is a lot more than your Canadian dollars.
Do you want to see my USD?
What?
Maybe I can still get the part. Zip.
Hey.
Bye.
Where is it? You're leaving? You left? Did you leave?
Do you? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Can I get the part now?
Oh, wait. Have you come back?
Yeah.
Let me see. Whoa.
Yeah.
What was that sound? Because I don't see anything, but I heard a thing.
Oh, it's there. Look harder. Look,
I just see the top of something.
Look closer. Yeah, that's my
Through head. The hair?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just spread.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Are you sure?
Get out of here.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.